A team of Australian industrial designers and scientists have unveiled the latest prototype for a bionic eye. It's essentially a microchip implanted in the brain with a digital camera attached to a pair of glasses, and it's hoped the device will allow recipients to see the outlines of their surroundings. If it's successful, the bionic eye has the potential to help over 85% of those classified legally blind. Human trials are planned for next year. Earlier, I spoke to Mark Armstrong, the leader of the Monash University Bionic Eye Industrial Design Team.
There's a camera at the front, and the camera is actually very similar to an iPhone camera, so it takes live action for colour, and then that imagery is then distilled via a very sophisticated processor down to, let's say, a distilled signal. That signal is then transmitted wirelessly from what's called a coil, which is mounted at the back of the head. And inside the brain there is an implant which consists of a series of little ceramic tiles. And in each tile are microscopic electrodes which actually are embedded in the visual cortex of the brain. What we believe the recipient will see is a sort of a low-resolution dot image.
But so it's a bit like a dot matrix printer, is it?
A bit like that. So you'll see, for example, the edge of a table or the silhouette of a loved one or a step out of a gutter or something like that. So the wonderful thing, if our interpretation of this is correct, because we don't know until the first human trial, it'll, of course, enable people that are blind to be reconnected with their world in a way.
So who's it going to help?
It'll help people who are completely blind, and it'll hopefully enable them to navigate. So there's a number of different settings even with the electronics. So you could set it to floor mapping, for example, and it creates a silhouette around objects on the floor so that you can see where you're going.
So you've been working to humanise the technology. What's been the biggest challenge in that, and how happy are you with the prototype?
We want to make it comfortable and lightweight and adjustable. So that, you know, different size heads and shapes will still manage it well and have those sort of nice aspects. And then lastly, in the lower order, you want people to feel good about themselves. We don't want a Heath Robinson wire springs affair on somebody's head. It needs to look sophisticated and appropriate and probably less like a prosthetic and more like a cool Bluetooth device.
So the first implant goes ahead next year?
It does.
And then what from there? You examine the results and...
I imagine there'll be clinical trials and research and feedback to the team, and including the industrial designers too, for fit, comfort and durability and appropriateness and so forth. So there'll be lots of feedback, just as there is with any product development.
The development of a bionic eye was one of the key aspirations out of the 2020 summit that was held in 2008.
Yes.
How do you feel that 2013, the prototype is done and dusted?
I think it's amazing. To be honest, when I heard about that 2020 conference and all of the people there, I thought it was a little bit of a hot air fest, if you know what I mean. But I've been proven completely wrong. Some of the initiatives from that, and this is a major one for sure, have been brought to fruition. And it's wonderful for Australia and equally wonderful for Monash University.
Mark Armstrong, the head of the Monash University's Bionic Eye Industrial Design Team.